Welcome back. We're gonna start things like we always start them. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to get comfortable. Adjust the pillow. And put a black sheet of paper right in your dream landscape. And I want it to be all black. Now that it's all black, I want you to picture a couple trees. Put up a couple green trees that are really tall, green leaves and brown bark. And now fill it up with giant trees. All around you. Now that you've done that, look down and add a path, a nice dirt path, because you, my friend, are in the Amazons, the world's largest rainforest, home to millions of animals. And you're going to be walking through it in your dream. Now that you've added your path, let's add a beautiful sky and a bright sun. A couple clouds will do the trick, and you're ready to embark on your journey through the rainforest. You think it might be a little scary because of all the jaguars or all of the scary poisonous dart frogs, but no, you're protected. And it's not only dangerous things that live here. Beautiful things too. So take your first step forward. That's it. Keep on walking. Just follow the path. No animals yet. Just keep going straight. Now that you're walking one foot in front of the other with the beautiful sky above you and the soft dirt at your feet, you can't wait to take photos of all the different animals you see. So you reach into your bag, unzip the biggest pocket, and pull out your camera. You got this camera for your 18th birthday from your husband, who is happily married to you and is waiting safely at the base camp at the end of your trip. Nothing to worry about. Camera in hand and lots of determination to finish this trek, you keep walking and you find your first animal, a jaguar. This orange cat is a couple feet in front of you. It won't harm you. The unique print all over its body. This one is an orange one. The black ones are harder to find in the Amazons. Its blue eyes look at you and you snap a couple good pics before it runs off into the forest. No stripes, because then it would be a tiger. And your first photo is taken. And you keep walking, when all of a sudden, up above you hear a bunch of flapping, and you look up and a load of colored toucans fly up ahead. Quickly, you raise the camera to your eye and snap lots of photos, hoping one of them is good. All different sorts of toucans are in the photo. You look down at your camera and you find a green one, a black one, a couple yellow ones, and one even has a red beard, a red beak. This is very exciting, you say. Because right next to you is a red macaw. The red feathers and blue tail. One of the most beautiful birds you've ever seen. It's yellow, green, and light blue wings spread as it jumps off the branch into the air to take off. You cannot wait to go over this footage. And you keep walking down the dirt path. Trees on either side of you. Keep walking. But you look down, and right underneath your feet are a bunch of ants. And right as you look down, anteater crawls across the path, licking up all the ants. One of the best sights you've ever seen. Because this anteater just sucked up a couple hundred ants with its tongue and continued its day walking in front of you on the path. More things to come. You know there's more things. You keep on walking. And you see a monkey right in the trees. It's black. And you can't wait to take a photo of it. So you do. And you snap a couple photos of this black monkey. And you keep walking. There are a couple of orangutans close by. And you take a couple photos of those as well. But your favorite one was the monkey. And you keep on hiking down the path. And as you keep on walking, you keep on seeing new things that keep blowing your mind, like how green the leaves are, or how beautiful the sky is. Everything seems to be topping one another. And as you reach the end of the path, you see a beautiful sloth. It's a two-toed gray sloth hanging from a branch right over your path. And you walk right underneath it to reach the end of the trail. And as you get out of the rainforest and into the base, your husband is standing there with his arms wide open, ready for you to run into them and feel safe again. I love you. Have a good night, babe. Hope you enjoyed the story.